808 at WGCL. We thank German American. With German American's smart mobile banking system, you can transfer funds, deposit checks, pay bills, pay people, and more. Banking at German American. Banking, insurance, investments, member, FDIC. There's Margaret Fetty.
Good morning.
I'm Mike Glasscott. Thank you for being with us. Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program. Monday. And we get caught up this morning with Matt Wolf. He's on the board of the Seven Oaks Classical School. And they've been in the news recently as they have been chartered by Grace College and Theological Seminary. That was the third time, and the third time is a charm. Matt, good morning. How are you? Thanks for making some time with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be on this morning.
Last time we had spoken to you, the charter was being up for the application was being up for review, and you weren't sure when the process would play out. Finally, it has been given. Talk about, number one, how excited everybody is and how this process went through it and when you found out.
So we found out a little bit before the public announcement was made. And then the process was, like, I guess I'll back up and go through the process.
Yeah, please do.
The Office of Charter Schools at Grace College reviewed our application. We didn't have a great knowledge of when that decision would come through, but we were contacted prior to the board meeting, and we had a meeting with them. We weren't told at that time what the decision would be, but after that board meeting happened, we had another conversation, and we were given the decision from Grace College that their board had approved us, and that they had to submit paperwork with the DOE before an announcement would go out, but we were given the date of the announcement, and we rolled out our announcement at the same time that they submitted their paperwork, which was last week. So we were very excited, and we're ready to move into the next stage of this, because we've been stuck in that application stage for a couple years there.
And Grace College's charter this was the third place you went to find the charter. Why do you think Grace College was accepting of what you had to present?
Right, so this is actually the second place.
The second one,
I'm sorry. ICSB, Indiana Charter School Board. And with that process, there were some politics involved. There were... they have a history of approving a lot of charter schools that are backed by educational management organizations and charter management organizations, and not a lot of history of approving schools that are founded by community members. So we think that was a barrier with the Indiana Charter School Board, and Grace was a little more open to the community-based charter school concept. They had just approved Duggar Elementary School over in Duggar. And so that's why we made the decision to go with Grace, and we believe that they're more in line with what we're trying to do here with our curriculum focused on civic virtue and character education.
Now, one of the first things that people will point out with the approval is, hey, where is school going to take place, and who's going to be in charge of running it?
That's a great question. So right now we're still planning to locate in the Eagles Landing Building on Association Street in Ellettsville. We are still evaluating a couple other locations around town, but we do anticipate coming to a decision and finalizing our location here in the next 2 weeks. When that decision's made, we'll make an announcement at that time. And so you also asked about who's going to be running the school. Well, right now it's the founding board, so there's seven of us. And we're in the process right now of hiring a school leader. We call a headmaster. And that application is up on our website, if anyone's interested, at on our website, sevenoaksclassical.org. And you can find it there.
The other interesting questions that have been brought up by other local school leaders have been, if this school is really open to everyone and anybody can throw in an application, again, at sevenoaksclassical.org, how are you going to solve transportation problems? What are you going to do for lunch in the cafeteria? Explain some of these,
sure,
these quote-unquote roadblocks and how that your group is going to handle at Seven Oaks Classical.
Well, you asked about enrollment, so let me start there.
Please.
And then I'll go and answer some of those other questions. Our enrollment period opens on February 1st and runs through March 17th. We're enrolling students kindergarten through 8th grade, and we plan to have three classes of kindergarten and first grade, two classes of 2 to 7, and one class of grade 8. That's a total of 432 slots. So you asked about who can enroll. Any student can enroll in the state of Indiana, tuition free. There are no special entrance requirements to enroll. So we accept any student that applies, and we welcome everyone to apply. After the enrollment period closes on March 17th, if there's more demand than there are seats at our school, on a per-class basis, there'll be a lottery to assign spots. Once every spot is filled, remaining students will be put in a queue or a waiting list and will be placed as seats become available. There is one preference for someone to get in, so if one child in a family is placed, all the children in that family will automatically be placed in the school. If they desire. So the other question you asked about lunch, we are actually planning to provide a lunch, despite some of the rumors that you might have heard. We are planning to provide a hot lunch at school. We're going to be working with a vendor. We haven't decided which one yet to provide that lunch. But if we do end up locating the Eagles Landing facility, there is a nice space, cafeteria space in that building, and we will be serving lunch there. Regarding transportation, the way the school funding formula works, it doesn't allow us funding to provide transportation. We're funded at about 67 cents to the dollar per student of what a district school is funded. So, and primarily that other 33 cents is for facilities and transportation that district schools receive. So it's really difficult for us to provide transportation given the budget constraints there. But we are going to work with families to help coordinate carpools, and we may try to partner with some other community organizations to help with transportation, maybe busing from central locations and that sort of thing.
Matt Wolf is our guest this morning. He checks in from Seven Oaks Classical School. You can find them online at sevenoaksclassical.org. And as we get closer and closer, August is the hope. You have to hit a checklist of goals and everything else that Grace College wants to see before that. That roadmap is in place. Tell us about how you're going to get to that final destination.
Sure. So there's a fairly long list. I think the HT published it. And the areas that we're checking off on that list are governance and management, financial management, staffing, curriculum and instruction, students and parents, operations, and facilities. So all the things that you could expect to see that would be required to open a school, and also some extra stuff that you have to do to meet the compliance and regulations of the state. So, you know, you have to file a lot of paperwork. As someone said, when you get approved, that's when all the paperwork begins. So there's a lot of that, and we're just really excited to move forward, though, and start getting things knocked off that list.
So, Matt, is there any minimum number of students you have to be able to make this work?
There are, because, you know, if you don't hit a certain number in a class, operating a class with only 10 students obviously financially doesn't work just because of the way that the revenue works in a class. So, you know, operating below 75% of our enrollment target would be very difficult.
Okay. I was just wondering how that would work. So then there is a really, you know, good reason for a push to make sure that you guys get everybody in there that you want to do this. And your plans are for this to happen next year. And let's just use worst case scenario. If you found that you didn't get that number of enrollment, would you be able to do this the following year if that happened?
Sure. So yeah, right now our plan is to open this fall in August. And if we don't meet our enrollment targets, we would be able to look at out a year and plan for that. But right now our plan is to move forward with opening this year and really pushing people to enroll.
I wish you a lot of luck with this, because I think the idea of this whole school is a wonderful one.
Our guest is Matt Wolf this morning. He is with Seven Oaks Classical School. Matt, there's some people that have pointed out that Grace College is a private college, is a religious-based university. They have some ties with some other religious-based institutions. Is this a religious school? Alleviate people's fears on that.
It absolutely is not a religious school. There will be no proselytizing. We won't be teaching creationism. We won't be teaching intelligent design. Mentions of religion will be in history classes and philosophy classes, and it'll be done the same way that I imagine the other schools or the high schools would probably do in this county, and that we teach students about the different religions of the world. but not with any focus on any single one.
And you have some meetings coming up this week, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, and Saturday. Tell us about what's going on and what people can expect as your information sessions start rolling along.
Absolutely. So we're hosting three information sessions. The first will be on Tuesday, that's tomorrow, at the Ellisville Branch Library at 7:30 p.m. The second one will be on Wednesday at the Monroe County Public Library at 7 p.m. The third will be on Saturday at the Owen County Library in Spencer at 1 p.m. So the sessions are opportunities for parents to come out and learn about classical education in school and the full enrollment process. We also have some application forms available at these sessions for those who prefer to use the paper over the online version. And also, right now we're planning to put together some additional sessions during the enrollment period, and those will be announced on our website, which is sevenoaksclassical.org, or you can look us up on Facebook. If you just search for Seven Oaks Classical on Facebook, you'll find us there. We have a lot of announcements and information posted there and a history tidbit every day, so it's not just for learning about the school.
And again, the enrollment dates are February 1st through March 17th, is that correct?
That's right. And that's for the first initial enrollment.
Okay.
And if we have a lot of demand and you think you're going to want to get your child into the school, make sure you get enrolled between those two dates, because if all the spots are taken, they're taken at that point.
Where is the best place to, is it Facebook to follow along? Because like you've mentioned, a lot of this is very fluid and will be in the next couple of months, weeks. Where's the best place to find the updated information?
Facebook is always a great place because we can post so quickly and easily there, information. Also, if you go to Facebook and you click on Join on the top, you'll be able to follow, or you'll be able to sign up for our emails, and we'll be sending announcements out via email as well.
Great stuff, Matt. Anything else you want to touch on today? Anything I've left out?
I don't. I think that's great, and I hope that everyone will take a look at our curriculum online at our website, and look forward to meeting anyone that's interested in sending their child.
And again, that's Ellettsville tomorrow night, 7:30. Wednesday in Bloomington at the Monroe County Public Library. Ellettsville's at their Monroe County Public Library branch as well. And Spencer at the Owen County Public Library on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Matt, great job as always. We appreciate it. We'll be in touch with you in the future to see how things are going.
Great. Thank you.
Good luck, Matt.
Have a great week.
Matt Wolf, one of the board members of the Seven Oaks Classical. I have to look at that every time. I can't get that in my head for some reason. I have to look at that every time. Seven Oaks Classical. And we thank Matt for his time. We talked to him again before this process started, and now that it's been approved, we'll follow the footsteps as they put it together and move forward on all of it. And again, sevenoaksclassical.org is the website, or find them on Facebook for more information.